The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and to learn how you can support this and other fine Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Welcome to the Nerd.
It's time for the Nerd Groove with Dr. Vern.
Hello, nerd music fans. I am Dr. Vern of Sci-Fried and Nerdy FM, and you're listening to my nerd music podcast, The Nerd Groove. This is meant as a validation to a genre that is up and coming and a compendium of nerd music and its impact on the world. If you're joining me for the first time, welcome. I also urge you to check out previous episodes. Those are available at nerdyshow.com. Now, on this episode, we're going to take another look at part of the triforce of nerd music, rock. I'm not going to lie, this root of the nerd music tree is where I was born. I've always loved rock music. Telling the story of how rock and roll made its mark on nerddom is simple for me. I lived it. Little baby Dr. Vern was born in 1966, and I had a sister who was 9 years older, a mother that was in her 30s, and a grandmother in her 50s. I tell you this so you might come to understand what my record collection looked like when I was a kid. As long as I can remember, I took charge of the music library. I fell in love with my grandmother's blues records, my mom's roots of rock era music, my sister's 70s influence. So I had all this music, but my favorites were always songs that made me laugh. Comedy has a major influence on nerd music's Triforce. In fact, I believe it is the aura that binds the entire genre together. Many songs by Elvis Presley, Roger Miller, Ray Stevens, Monty Python, even Johnny Cash were filled with nerdy overtones. I quickly made mix 8-tracks on my stereo that featured my favorite songs gathered from my inherited collection, and I put them side by side with my own favorite music, rock. Songs that spoke to me early on were by bands like Rush, The Who, Blue Oyster Cult, Kiss, David Bowie, and, God, tons of others. They wrote songs about Tolkien and D&D and Godzilla and awkwardness with girls. Those songs and artists spoke to a young kid who was different in the 70s. My family hated my tapes. Besides, they thought I was weird. That feeling lies the roots of rock on the nerd music tree. Those songs made me feel like I wasn't alone. There were other weirdos, and some of them made music. Those songs started my life's calling. I do this podcast because of how I discovered nerd music. I had to find it. In an era with no internet, I had to seek out these strange people making music that spoke to me. And I still do that. I have some great music for you today as well. Not just nerd rock, but we'll get a load of that. I want to start with an artist, a friend, and a hero to nerd music. He is one of the great champions, and he's dropped a new album for the first time in a while. I featured one of the new tracks on the last episode, but MC Lars is no one-trick pony. He's been a force in the nerd scene for a while. His latest album, Zombie Dinosaur LP, is chock full of epic win. But the track I bring you today draws its inspiration from the 1989 movie, Who Framed Roger Rabbit? MC Lars teamed with Cool Keith to bring you this brand new epic called The Dip. Crank it up.
These aren't kid gloves, Mr. Valiant. This
destroying rappers like Judge Doom. Killed that, Marvin Act. Cutting them like Sword and Axe. That dip running through Toontown. These Looney Tunes, companies can't stop that. Havoc, that independence with suspense. Like a villain, Black Trench. Creating inventions, so greater for the haters. Never need, no tactics. Who framed Roger Rabbit? Throwing lyrics out like javelins, spazzing. Animated individuals rubbing their head, pitiful, saluting A1 generals. Whatever matters, competition, imposition, opposition, contract for contract. I'm more of that, just fall back. Characters, no scavengers, they cartoons in art rooms. Artists, I'm a star in this. Top notch, just check and watch. Live quick, I spit quick. Animation reality, destroy the town, they mad at me. Independent like wheel spinning. Water machine, time machine, meltdown, they head down. In Toontown, we come around, we rush out, no doubt.
I'll put this rabbit in the dip. When I dip, you dip, we dip. Let's put these tunes up in the dip. When you dip, I dip, we dip. I'll put the shoe up in the dip. When I dip, you dip, we dip. When I'm mobbing with the weasels, we can dip tune down into a ground. I'll put this rabbit in the dip. When I dip, you dip, we dip. Let's put these tunes up in the dip. When you dip, I dip, we dip. I'll put the shoe up in the dip. When I dip, you dip, we dip. When I'm mobbing with the weasels, we can dip tune down into the ground.
Money by my ears tall. Got a lot on my plate, dog. Only thug rabbit out here in tune. Town. Baby Herman, put the knife down. Pop a weasel for my people's like clap clap. Giving haters dirt naps. I got a girl and she almost got the carrot cake. It's an interspecies romance. Real ravishing. Roger be mobbing all day. With Mickey Mouse making that pay. Them cartoons from back in the day. Just Doom won't be showing his face. He'd probably be after our day. The dippy be letting it spray. I won't believe it. I can't believe it. I shan't believe it. No way. Cause Roger Rabbit don't play. Doing donuts all day. With Eddie Valiant, we all about it. You best get out of our way. You know I'm putting in work. These fools about to get murked. With that acetone and that turpentine and that benzene going berserk.
Roger, ruh, Roger Rabbit, ruh, ruh, Roger Rabbit. Box office smash like a ruh, Roger Rabbit. You three dope shorts like a ruh, Roger Rabbit. One buck two like a ruh, Roger Rabbit.
I'll put this rabbit in the dip. When I dip, you dip, we dip. Let's put these tunes up in the dip. When you dip, I dip, we dip. I'll put the shoe up in the dip. When I dip, you dip, we dip. When I'm mobbing with the weasels, we can dip tune down into I'll put this rabbit in the dip. When I dip, you dip, we dip. Let's put these tunes up in the dip. When you dip, I dip, we dip. I'll put this shoe up in the dip. When I dip, you dip, we dip. When I'm mobbing with the weasels, we can dip Toontown into the ground.
Soon where Toontown once stood will be a string of fast food restaurants with Bible verses confusingly printed on cheeseburger wrappers and soda cups. Guitar retailers with wonderful, wonderful overpriced prosumer gear. As far as the eye can see, my God, it'll be beautiful. Check out the Squire strap I got for $200. What a bargain.
When I dip, you dip, we dip. Let's put these tunes up in the dip. When you dip, I dip, we dip. I'll put the shoe up in the dip. When I dip, you dip, we dip. When I'm mobbing with the weasels, we can dip tune down into the ground. I'll put this rabbit in the dip. When I dip, you dip, we dip. Let's put these tunes up in the dip. When you dip, I dip, we dip. I'll put the shoe up in the dip. When I dip, you dip, we dip. When I'm mobbing with the weasels, we can dip tune down into the ground.
Baron Von Rotten. Baron Von Rotten. Baron Von Rotten has very bad morals. Baron Von Rotten. Baron Von Rotten. Baron Von Rotten has very bad morals. Baron Von Rotten.
Wait a minute, let
Baron Von Rotten
in it.
Baron Von Rotten has very bad morals. Baron Von Rotten.
Wait a minute, let
Baron Von Rotten
in it.
Baron Von Rotten has very bad morals.
Hello.
Hey, Dad. How are you?
Hey, buddy. How you doing, mate?
Good. We're just finishing up the record. I'm in Berkeley right now.
Oh, that's cool. How's the record going?
It is good. I'm really happy with it. And, you know, I've been listening to a lot of E-40 to get in the zone. What did you think of his new album?
Oh, E-40, he's awesome. He really represents Bay Area indie rap. You know, he's been around for a while, and he started small, you know, with his East Bay roots, and then he's grown the whole Bay Area and nationwide, and, you know, he's one of the best in the game, buddy.
Chill.
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 Hey, do you sometimes kind of wish I'd gone to law school?
Ooh, that's the fire right there. That's a great song, and it made me think back to the 80s. The 80s were a great time to be an adolescent. I discovered many artists and songs through the 80s that remain among my favorites to this very day. It was also when I realized that nerd music was more than just some funny songs and some rock songs. It was a genre. The 80s gave us Weird Al Yankovic, Thomas Dolby, Devo, Oingo Boingo, Talking Heads, and a plethora of heavily nerd-influenced artists and songs. For good measure, Buckner and Garcia delivered a genuine nerdy chart topper with Pac-Man Fever, a song that took the country by storm. Nerd music as we have come to know it was certainly born in the 80s. Nerdy rock bands also continued to deliver as Bare Naked Ladies, Beck, Crash Test Dummies, Gwar, Moxie Fruvius, The Pixies, They Might Be Giants, Ween, and XTC would all reach notoriety by the end of that decade. So a new genre was born. Its roots are based in hip-hop, rock, and VGM. How did the rock side grow? We'll take a look. But first, here's another song for you. The next track that I have for you is from one of the modern nerd rock groups that regularly find a spot here on the Nerd Groove. That's because Kirby Crackle is a national treasure. Kyle Stevens and the boys deliver on the regular. Here's the newest single from Kirby Crackle, and it's a new Star Wars jam called It Suits You.
We were both afraid, and we needed help. You were there for me when I needed out. In this galaxy, so big and wide, I could be your man, you could be my guy. So take my heart, it suits you. And you can think of me when I think of you. When there's nothing the two of us cannot do, we could be a we if it suits you. So much changing at so much cost, but in your starry eyes I'm never lost. A hunger burns just like X-Wing fuel, and once it's lit it melts away the rule. So take my heart, it suits you. And you can think of me when I think of you. And there's nothing the two of us cannot do. We could be a we if it suits you. No use for a name, but now I call it love. I can fly anything, so let me lift you up. If I don't make it back, you should know it was you I was thinking of. It was always you. So take my heart, it suits you. And you can think of me when I think of you. And there's nothing the two of us cannot do. We could be a we if it suits you. And take my heart if it suits you. And you can think of me when I think of you. Oh, and there's nothing the two of us cannot do. We could be a we if it suits you. If it suits you.
Kirby Crackle strikes again. Once again, carrying the nerd rock banner high and proud. You know, Star Wars has influenced quite a few songs over the years, including Yoda by Weird Al. That song broke a lot of barriers. It made it okay to parody super popular rock songs, and after that, it was also cool to reference Star Wars, something which continues to be done today, as you just heard. Nerds are nothing if not nostalgic. We show our love to those artistic visions that connect to us emotionally. And it's that bond that unites us. Another music style that had to pay dues before getting recognized as well was from as far back as the 1920s and born of a combination of country, blues, boogie-woogie, jazz, western swing, and gospel. Rock and roll was not coined until the 1950s. Imagine that, a genre that had to fight nearly 30 years to be recognized. Sound familiar? That's not the only comparison with nerd music. Rock music, like today's nerd artists, was always a voice of change. Many credit rock music for easing racial relations during the Civil Rights era and helping end the Vietnam War. Today, nerd artists have been extremely vocal about the issues of today, like bullying or same-sex marriage. The essential element, though, that established rock as a genre was the addition of a prominent backbeat. That's it, a remix, if you will, of existing genres. Much the same way that many of today's nerd artists are adept at sound creation. Also, early rock acts like Chuck Berry, Bo Diddley, Fats Domino, Jimmy Preston were routinely booked with white performers like Elvis Presley, Jerry Lee Lewis, Carl Perkins. Something that was unheard of in the 50s, and it worried the adults of the day. They had black and white teenagers listening to the same music. Rock music changed the world. In today's nerd music scene, the diversity doesn't end. It is this spirit of unity that continues to bind us. And these are a few of the elements that rock has lent to the nerd music triforce. It doesn't end there, though. Rock artists took their ideas and ran with it, creating dozens of subgenres over the next 50 years. It's a music style whose music can sound completely different. Another element shared to the root of the nerd music family tree. The next artist I have for you is no stranger to stretching the boundaries of musical style. Mark with a C is the embodiment of the modern nerd artist. His simple storytelling style can fool you. He has a lot to say and can cloak his often powerful message in a cocoon of awesome song. Mark has many times asked me why I consider him a nerd musician when he himself doesn't. Well, that goes back to what I said before about that feeling that little Dr. Vern used to get when he heard a song or an artist for the first time, and they made me feel less alone. Mark with a C is that kind of guy. Maybe he doesn't write property songs or overtly silly songs, but he's real and he's a nerd. Here's the brand new single by Mark with a C. It's called Unicorns Get More Bacon.
Hello, it's nice to be here. I've been pacing backstage. That's actually a lie, there is no backstage. But I made up these songs and I chose to play them here. I can only hope you like them. How am I doing so far? You see, my songs are like my kids. I have a fuck ton of them. And some are kind of good, others are just assholes. We used to clap and cheer when people would sing up here. And I'm not content to do this while you look at your cell phone. They said an artist needs a patron. Unicorns get more bacon, but they cheer the loudest for what I like least. So I thought that it would be fun to get you on my side up front. And what I gotta know is, are you with me? Well, it's still good to be here, no matter your response. At this point in my career, I'm surprised there's an audience. All look really nice. Have you been working out? I just sang out like a Canadian. What was that about? Now a little about me. I've made records and CDs. I have a wife, a dog, a daughter, and two bunnies. And did I mention I'm happy to be here? Well, I'm totally not pandering. And we're gonna get this started, but first some honesty. They said an artist needs a patron, and unicorns get more bacon, but they cheer the loudest for what I like least. So I thought that it would be fun to get you on my side up front. So what I gotta know is, are you with me? Now it's time for the
don't you think? Ideas, but I think you get the point. Thank you for your time. I hope you've enjoyed it. Oh, and an artist needs a patron, and unicorns get more bacon, but they cheer the loudest for what I like least. So I thought that it would be fun to get you on my side up front. So what I gotta know is, are you with me? Are you with me? So what I gotta know is, are you with me?
All right, that was the new track called Unicorns Get More Bacon from Mark with a C. Mark is truly a level 50 bard of insane proportions, and we're going to talk to him right now about his new album. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mark with a C back to the Nerd Groove.
Hey, everybody. Wonderful to be here. Thanks for having me, Vern.
Yeah, you know we love you, dog. Hey, man, I just listened to your whole album, actually. We just played Unicorns Get More Bacon. Great song. Man, I really love the sound you got dialed in on this album. Tell us a little bit about what's going on with your Unicorns Get More Bacon album.
Wow, I don't even know where to begin. To talk about the sound, it's I think it's the logical progression from my last couple of records, but there was one major difference, and that's when it came time to master the album. We had I had brought in Kramer, who is he's famous in indie rock circles. He's of course the man that discovered the band Low. He produced or mastered early recordings by Ween and Daniel Johnston. He was in the band Shockabilly for a period of time. He was in the Butthole Surfers. He was in Bongwater. He's just a real hero of mine. And to find out that I was able to work with him was the biggest deal. And he really, he took an album that was pretty good, and sound-wise, he just kicked it up a few flights of stairs. So if you're talking about sound quality, you gotta thank Kramer. It's more his record than mine.
It really, from that perspective, when I hear the new album, man, just from the sound quality, the production, I guess you would say, it's really dialed in. That was the first thing I said to myself aloud when I was about three tracks in. I'm like, wow, this sound for Mark is dialed in. This is like the perfect Mark with a C sound.
Oh, thank you. Well, I was trying to emulate the sound that my band gets live when I play with my backing group of Jim Myers and Emmett Dobbin. And unfortunately, due to scheduling commitments, the band was not able to appear on the record, so I had to play like this really dumbed down version of what Jim might do on the drums, or this really dumbed down version of what Emmett might do. So the good news is I can tell you that if you dig how it sounds on the record, you're going to really dig it live, because those parts were all written just for Emmett and Jim to improve on.
Ah, well, I really do. And we'll get I'll get off the sound for a minute, but because the songs themselves really great album, man. Really, from top to bottom, and I, you know, I've known you for a long time. I'm gonna have to say, top to bottom, this may be your best single album.
Wow, thank you so much, man. That's especially gratifying to hear after you've been doing this so many years. You know, thank
sure,
you.
Sure. Like, I know that's for people out there that are familiar with your work. Constantly, you first of all, you give them Unicorn, the track we just heard, Unicorns Get More Bacon. You're right off the bat, you're giving that fan base something they like, and at the same time saying, hey, stop asking for all this stuff. I like it. It's kind of a cool message. Good song.
You know, I wrote that song in about 15 minutes at my kitchen table, because I didn't feel like the album in the original guise, which was I was intending to make a very different record than what you hear. I just didn't feel like it had the strongest opener. So every couple of records, I write a tune that I know is going to pretty much open shows for a while. In my history, there's been songs like I'm in Love with Everyone I Know, where you can pretty much only put it towards the beginning of the show. Or We're All Gonna Die. That was supposed to be an opener. And I didn't have one. I didn't have a new one. And I went, well, I need a new song that really sets up my mission statement, which is, you know, I create art and you cheer. This is how it works.
That's it.
So that was it. That was the basic idea.
It was so simple, though. And like, that's a lot of times in your discography, a lot of times some of your songs that really kind of nail the head are some of those type songs. And I like the fact that it is an opener. In fact, when the literally first time I listened to that track, my first thought was, other than Paul and Storm's opening band, this might be the best opening song I've ever heard.
Oh my God, I hate to go all Nicolas Cage on you, but that's high praise. Thank you.
Yeah, you're familiar with, I mean, you know Paul and Storm. That's
as the general manager of Nerdy FM, I think I'd be fired on the spot if I weren't.
Yeah, you got to know those guys somehow. but I'm going to talk real quick. I'm going to give you this is my favorite song on the album, actually. Anything But Plain.
Yeah.
Hilarious because, and for those of you who haven't been able to get it, go get the album now. What are you waiting for? Stop listening to us and go get the album.
Wait till the end of the interview. I mean, come on.
Wait till we're done, I guess, maybe. Anything But Plain. It's funny that you wrote that song because I was sitting in my house just the other day, and my wife came home, and she was in a hurry, and she had to come in and change from her business clothes into the clothes that she was wearing for the event she was going to. And I'm watching her get changed, and I'm thinking, this is one of the most beautiful things in the world, to just sit with a woman who is comfortable enough to be herself changing clothes in front of you, and you're watching their beauty and form. And she looked over at me in the middle of it and said, what are you doing? I said, I'm watching you change. It's beautiful. And then you put this song on the album, dude. I swear I almost started crying.
Well, I'm flattered by that, but more importantly, we just learned a lot about Dr. Vern.
Yeah, sorry. I didn't mean to. We're going to edit that. Cool. Yeah.
I will tell you, Anything But Plain is an older track of mine that I was just I had attempted to put on numerous records, but I could never get the arrangement right, or I could never get the tone exactly how I wanted it. And I finally had it in a place where I was happy with it. And it actually just so happens that a fan of mine, right around the time that I'd recorded it for the album, had actually gotten it tattooed on her ankle. She had gotten the song title tattooed. So I went, well, clearly this is the cosmos telling me it's time. You know, a song needs to come out. And it's one of my favorites to play because it's as simple as it sounds, it's actually really challenging. There's a lot of notes in a block on the first two frets. And I've got to fit my fat little sausage fingers into this weird little formation to play it. So there was this interview that I watched once with Neil Peart of Rush, and they were asking him about Tom Sawyer, and they said, "Do you ever get sick of playing Tom Sawyer?" And he said, "No, because Tom Sawyer is impossible to play correctly. So it's always a challenge." And Anything But Plain is actually a really simple song in the grand scheme of things, but there's a certain pattern that's really tough for me. So I never get tired of playing it because every time I perform it, I'm thinking, maybe this is the time I'll get it right.
Well, I think you got it right. The album top to bottom to me was, like I said, your best album. You and I have had this discussion before. I actually reference it in this podcast. You and I have had the discussion before where you asked me why I consider you nerdy. And I've said before that I think it's from the place that you write. You're relatable to people who maybe feel different and things like that. And I really feel that this top to bottom may be the nerdiest album you've ever released.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The lexicon of terminology. Just reading your album, the song titles here, there's Epic Fail, Ethics in Gaming. A lot of things that draw you in. Where's My Giant Robot? Some nerdy content, a little more on the sleeve than normal. However, containing some very good messages, very nice messages woven in the tapestry that is this album. Good job. Was that intentional? I mean,
well, I appreciate all your compliments, I gotta say, and I can't say on the nose that what you're mentioning was completely intentional.
Right.
But the intention, there were numerous intentions going into the record, but the one that most fits what you're talking about was I was setting out to write the amassed knowledge of a late 30s man in 2016. That was it. I was just trying to be honest about current perception.
That's a great word, honesty. Honesty pervades just about every track on this.
And it's not always my point of view. You've got to keep that in mind. Just because I'm using the pronoun I does not mean that I mean Mark's point of view. I mean honesty in that it is at least someone's truth.
That's what I found great about the epic fail. There's a lot of honesty in that song, especially in the hook. We're all going to fail.
Yeah, we're all going to fail in public. That was initially inspired by the Ashley Madison hack. And then I made it a little bit more universal than that, because that wasn't all I wanted to say, but it was really emblematic of the times. Like, you know, if you've seen the show Tosh.0, and how could you not, and unless you've been under a rock, you know that it's basically the precursor to the show within the movie Idiocracy called Ow My Balls. So basically that's it. Our entertainment is becoming watching other people fail, and we just have to accept the fact that that is, to a lot of the world, that's going to be our place in the future. Just our failure will be what we're known for. So it's time that we start wearing it on their sleeve, sort of like Eminem does in the final rap of 8 Mile, you know, where he just throws all the flaws out there so there's nothing left to make fun of. And there was elements of me trying to do that on this record as well.
Oh, absolutely. Texas Myron, nice song. Along those lines, Ballad of Dick Steele, I love that track, man. I'm sure Dick loves that track too.
Well, he's the one who suggested it, so he'd better.
I can see that one going down. And I got to give you major kudos. I know I give you a lot of crap privately. This is probably the first time anybody had heard of this. I've often have teased Mark about his length of songs. And you got two tracks over 5 minutes on this album, bro. Hats off to you.
Yeah, man. I am going to be the bigger man and not admit what I tease you privately about. But, you know, often when you're hearing a tune, it starts off as a 5 or 6 minute song, even the shortest ones. And it's often just me editing so that I'm using the economics of songwriting to only say what needs to be said, and I've got room to say more. But in the case of the two tracks you're talking about, which I believe are the ones at the end, one's called Falling Sometimes Down,
one's
called Long Distance Education. Mm-hmm. The words weren't quite as important as the general vibe of the music, and
very
the vibe
vibey.
Could only be – it took 5 minutes to get that vibe across, for example.
Yeah, there's some serious mood in both of those songs, actually, very moving pieces. That's why I was very impressed by the song. We've been doing this whole podcast here about the rock influence on nerd music and its portion of the Triforce. One of the things that I feel like that we still have in common today as nerd musicians with roots of rock and roll rock people is that climate of change. And one of the most impressive things about this album, why I call it one of your best, or if not your best, is because you have tapped into emotion. You've tapped into things, social media. You've tapped into, you got something to say on this album. It's not all fun and games. And sometimes nerds get blocked into that, you know, hey, we have to tell about Spider-Man, or we have to tell a story about this or that. And this is real human, real stuff, honest. Probably the most honest thing I've heard since Schaefer's release last year.
Yeah. I can give you just a little bit of insight into that without giving everything away.
Okay.
There was a crossroads for me where I had to decide what I was going to say on social media in the future. And basically when I found that I only use social media as the tool to let people know that I'd made art and maybe, you know, stay in contact if someone had a question or... okay, I've just seen The Force Awakens, and I want to say it's great, you know. But beyond those little things, if I just kept my opinions to myself, I actually had more to write about. I had something to say that my listening base didn't know. So not oversharing meant that I had something to say.
Yeah.
And I wasn't wearing my heart on my sleeve every 20 seconds on Twitter, so now you know, what could have been a series of tweets turned into a song called Ethics in Gaming.
Ah, I see. So you basically collected your thoughts and channeled them into the art.
Yeah, just like we used to.
Ha ha! What a throwback from retro lo-fi Mark with a C. Who would have thought? Great concept. Everything works, man. Like I said, if you're listening right now and you haven't obtained your copy of Unicorns Get More Bacon, go get it right now. Mark, where can they find it?
They're going to have to decode a series of clues, each more fiendish than the last. No. Well, they're going to be able to find it at markwithac.com, and they will look for the bright cover art that is... the art layout was done by Catherine, who's done Robot of Leisure, the Canadian comic strip, and also it's based on a drawing that my daughter did. But the art all the way through the package is so definably Catherine and bright, and it's sort of her take on Lisa Frank inspired art. So you will know when you hit markwithac.com to look for the brightly colored album that is unmistakably Catherine.
Yeah, it's very hard to not be able to spot the album. The cover is outstanding.
But let's just say you don't want a physical copy. I mean, don't worry, I've got you taken care of. You'll be able to procure downloads from markwithac.com as per usual, and of course it'll be available on Spotify if you just want to stream it. It'll be available on Amazon MP3. It'll be available on iTunes. A lot of people nowadays at my level are kind of sticking to one store, like, oh, I'm really behind Bandcamp. And I look at it like, you know, if this were 30 years ago, you wouldn't only sell your record in Tower Records. You'd want your record in every single store that someone would buy it. So
absolutely.
Totally. It is my hope that the album is absolutely everywhere that albums are sold. Unfortunately, the distribution is not on my side, and physical media you're going to have to come to Mark with a C for. And I believe that if you miss out on the physical component of this record, you are really missing out on the vibe.
The physical component of most of your records is actually quite an addition to the aesthetics of the purchase. If you haven't heard Mark on vinyl, you must hear Mark on vinyl. That's the way his music was intended to
sound.
Thank
you for saying that.
Yeah. So I guess we're going to wrap it up and get back into it, because I had a really long podcast today. I've talked so much. People are tired of hearing me. It's always good to talk to you, Mark. Brother, let us know whenever you got anything going. And, of course, you can hear your music on Nerdy FM all the time as well.
Yeah, that's kind of weird, isn't it? We both work for Nerdy FM, and that's why we can guarantee that you'll be hearing me on Nerdy FM.
We guarantee you're going to hear this record on Nerdy FM, yes.
Yeah, thanks for having me on the show. It was a blast, and I'm always happy to talk about myself, and thank you for giving me an avenue to do it.
No problem, sir.
And thanks for playing that single. I really do appreciate it, man. You're a brave man. There's a lot of fucks and shits and dicks in that single, and you, Dr. Vern, were the brave man who said, I don't care, I'm going to play that single anyways.
That's right. I said that because I don't mind a few dicks.
There's brother. 16 of them at least in the Ballad of Dick Steele. So if you want to sing along with the word dick, boy, have I got a song for you.
Boy, have you, man. That's the one. All right, brother. Thanks a lot for stopping in. Mark with a C, everybody.
Thanks, Vern. Take care.
Always good to talk to my friend Mark. Now let's get back to some great music. Some new nerdcore hip-hop, to be exact. The next artist was new to me until a couple of weeks ago when I discovered this Michigan MC that brings the nerdy fire. Of course, when I find a new artist, I'm going to bring him to you. Here's Cosplay Girl by Aramis.
Yeah. It's your boy Aramis. And we're going to slow it down just a little bit. Got something for the ladies. And who else better to help serenade the ladies than the one and only Dave?
You're my cosplay girl, you rock my world. You're my cosplay girl. You're my cosplay girl, you rock my world. You're my cosplay girl.
So I was chillin'
and down at the convention, picking through comics, hoping to increase my collection. Then I saw her out the corner of my eye, a thick cosplay chick who was super fly. I said, what up, Miss Adeliza L. Bridget? You look exquisite. Can a brother get them digits? She giggled a bit and tried to play it off, like she wasn't feeling my style or my Sephiroth. I had the original Game 7, not the realistic look from Advent Children. She liked how I kept it classic, said I'm fresher than an action figure still left in the plastic. Damn, that's all that it took, and now I'm totally hooked. I don't know if I should, but she was biting a lip, gave me that come hither look, and so we booked it to an empty room. Boom, chicka, boom.
You're my cosplay girl, you rock my world. You're my cosplay girl.
Said and done, you know I had me some fun, and I just had to get her number, my undercover lover. But she was apprehensive and told me that we would meet again. Then she dipped back to her friends, so mysterious. I couldn't get her out of my mind, addicted to that magic that she got between her thighs. Surprise, this had never happened to me before. I was a player, now I'm being controlled, and now she holds a remote. And I suppose I could forget her, but I'm like MJ, and I can't, I just can't let her get away. Hey, but she was nowhere to be found. He been searched the convention up and down, every face in the crowd, huh? I guess that's how it be when you're enchanted by a siren, falling victim to her sorcery. And I haven't met one like her since, so all I can do is reminisce.
You're my cosplay girl, and you rock my world.
Right.
You're my cosplay girl.
Man, that's a great song. I know we're going to be hearing more from Aramis, no doubt. Now, the roots of our genre certainly run deep. But you could argue that the rock roots run the deepest. During the 50s and into the mid-60s, rock and roll music accounted for nearly 100% of the dance music of the era. By the mid-1960s, rock separated itself from its dance roots, and other music forms sprang forth to take its place. That's how we ended up with funk, disco, hip-hop, house, and techno. Rock's root system runs deep throughout American music. While born of other styles, rock in turn fathered many styles, among them nerd music. Without rock, a great many musical styles would simply not exist today. The branches of the nerd music family tree are strong indeed. They are. Here's a song by the first band I can remember actually calling themselves geek rock. Nerf Herder came into the fray in the 90s, and instead of covertly implying that they were nerds, they wore it on their sleeves for all to see. And nearly every track spoke to me in some way when I discovered their music, and I still have a dozen or more of them on my phone right now. Nerf Herder has played a major role in the expansion of the genre's popularity. And to my delight, we are going to get a new album in March. But I have for you today the brand new single from that album, which will be called Rockingham. Here's Nerf Herder with Ghostbusters 3.
I've been wanting you for so long, so I had to write this song. No, I'm never going to hold your hand. Marshmallow Man. Oh,
it. We're never gonna happen. World peace and Ghostbusters 3. It's never gonna happen. It's never gonna happen. No, no, no. I've been praying for the three of us. You and me and Errol Ramos. Ghostbusters 3 and you and me. It's never gonna happen. It's never gonna happen. No can do. We're all peace and Ghostbusters 3. It's never gonna happen. It's never gonna happen. I'm never gonna be a marshmallow man. I'm never gonna be a marshmallow man.
That song is awesome and wrong at the same time. So great. I can't wait till Nerf Herder's album drops in March. Let's check in on another artist who has roots in rock music. After starting the Aeronauts, Professor Shy Guy has found his unique place in the genre. Shy Guy is a showman, a rich performer with a nice voice that has the skills of a one-man band and a VGM mix master, all rolled into one package. Here's a track from the Professor's latest album, Fragmentation. It's called Every Day by Professor Shy Guy.
Can't run away.
to change for me or let down their aim and see that I can't run away from a problem that survives when I'm alone. It's there to stay.
Well, the professor does some great work, no doubt about it. You be sure and check him out online and support Professor Shy Guy and all the nerd artists that I feature here on The Nerd Groove. Most artists are independent and they need your support. That's another huge reason I do all this. You know, I've heard a ton of great music lately and I've rambled on for a bit. How about five in a row? Here's five newer songs that have caught my ear by some artists to watch. First up, you'll hear Allie Gertz with Dance Bitch, followed by Twill Distilled's No Girls on the Internet. Next, you'll hear Font Drama with Lights Out, a track that features Joey Slater. Then Fear the Writer by the Velveteen Band. And rounding out this five-pack is More or Less and Record Face with End of the World. I've been loving these tracks and wanting to share them with you all, so I hope you enjoy.
Lab-a-dab-dab, dab. I don't give a fuck. Let's dance, bitch. Do the rig. Let's get swifty.
Yeah.
Someday we will die. Let's party tonight.
Wubba lubba dub dub means.
Wubba lubba dub dub.
In my people's tongue, it means.
I don't give a fuck.
I am in great
Let's
pain.
Let's dance, bitch.
Please help me.
To the rig.
Yo, DJ. Drop that beat.
Someday we will die. Let's party tonight.
But I'm not the kind of chick to submit. Firing shots at the girls in chat. Big man anonymous trying to be mysterious. Get defensive and declare just kidding when I call your ass out. But we know you're kind of serious. Keep talking if you want to split lip or if you really truly want to get your asshole ripped. True, thick skin goes a very long way. But fuck your promotion of the social decay. Your prejudice is obvious despite the male apologists. You lack the kind of tolerance that wouldn't leave you optionless.
Don't need another neck beard demanding pics of my tits. If you can't respect my gender, you can suck my dick.
First
First off, no, it's none of your goddamn business. Second off, no, cause I can guarantee that you missed it. Are you pissed off, bro? That's truly a concern of mine. So you understand, shapes get in the goddamn line. Well, I'm not gay, but I'm still straight, but you got a great butt. Yeah, well, that's all great, but guess what? This isn't Monopoly, I'm not your property. Trust me, you're not a unique snowflake, I've seen a lot of these. Nothing you do is special, nothing. When all you do is talk about humpy. When you think so highly of yourself, that's lovely. Oh, jeez, I'm so wet, go get me a sponge, please. You're a one-man human centipede cosplay. With your head up your ass, feeding off your prostate. You got a little bit of privilege, let me help you out there. You can put it in your pants, there's a lot of room downstairs. Ha! That was a wiener joke.
In the day, start a game with a new group. Join Vince chat, they don't know what to do. They assume that I play cause my boyfriend's near. I'm like, no, I'm not someone's girlfriend here. Steer clear on the combo, time to pick classes. Role playing a game, multiplayer of the masses. Well, you're a girl, so you can be the healer. I'm like, fuck that shit, I'm a fucking damage healer. I'm not your support and I won't play the cleric. In your face, femi, see I'm more than barbaric. I'm used to taking hits cause I run the tank. Keep acting like a dick and you're bound to get ganked. Did I damage your ego? Here comes the bitchin'. Clever response of something, something kitchen. Oh, what a surprise that I've got my own mind and I'm not just a walking health potion, right?
Ha, y'all sure y'all want me to do this? Well, these bummy dudes funny, I'm running a company. You got 5 seconds to get from in front of me. Suddenly I got a million dudes coming and wanting me to do shit that interrupts the company's functioning. Hell nah, I ain't hiring you. What can you do? And we ain't going out, fool. I ain't paying for you. I'm not shallow, just a wanted dependent. I can claim taxes on you. Yeah. That's just offensive. At least get a damn job. Nigga, work on it. You ain't gotta have it now, put some worth on you. Yeah. I love how these bros taking their grown men to do more for them than their old children and sick men. Best believe I ain't with it. Bum niggas, I can cop a bitch before they did. It's high family on public assistance. Your genes are disease, bitch. Keep your distance.
These are all great stories, but here's a zinger. You might know me by the name of Edie Singers. People like Twit, what's the matter with ya? Bitch, I'm from the internet, and flick like Peter Grammatica. I'm a cute boy, I'm the what's up weed at work. Started online dating from casual flirts, but then he got upset and he broke up with me. Dropped the pics in the docs of the internet to see. They messaged my fam, every night my skeletons. Messaged my colleagues, and I felt like gelatin. Everyone like you stupid, doubting my intelligence. For years I couldn't breathe and it was super intense. 5 years later and his friends are still harassing me, but they live in my basement, which is just embarrassing. And me? Yeah, well, here's a lesson I learned. Sometimes those stupid boys, you just gotta get burned.
On the mic, I make the cauldron bubble. Double, double, boy, trouble. Give me that axe, I'll make that body spray supple. Steel hits a major vein. Jugular, did you say you're in love with her?
Die, motherfucker!
Borden, comma Lizzie, extricate your organs. Cops are like, who is he? Oh, is this recording? Kinfolk in the morgue and can't identify, I'm psychotic. Head of the class of Miskatonic, Dr. West is in the building. I stay drilling into craniums. Reanimate the lungs, I jack ya. Stay ripping to pay tuition. Ravens at your door and the pendulum is swinging.
Lights out, are you brave? See what you got, cause you know you wanna play. Lights out, do you know my name? Scream it out loud, I won't let you get away. Lights out, are you aware? And I'm waiting in the shadows till you're living on a prayer. Lights out, just see me there. Welcome to your own nightmare.
Lip smack, teeth white as wife beaters, knuckles crack, yeah. I'm a man-eater, leader of the pack. Blood sucker, bite mosquito. Lights out, man done. It's a wrap, burrito, neato. I'm a little nuts, never placid. Maybe bang my head on too many glass lids. Asking for straight jackets to prove I'm magic. Voodoo bush mama, got you shaking like an addict. Static, ring ring, got 7 more days to go.
Then your body's hit the floor.
Whoa, I'm a brouhaha, so I brew ya. Little noodle, till it's fucking udon. Soup's on, chow down, skulls crack. I'm the shadow on your heels, who's that? Nails on your back, you all scratched up. Creeping in the black, I'm a snatcher.
Lights out, are you brave? See what you got, cause you know you wanna play. Lights out, do you know my name? Scream it out loud, I won't let you get away. Lights out, are you aware? And I'm waiting in the shadows, so you're living on a prayer. Lights out, just see me there. Welcome to your own nightmare.
Wanna speak? speak my name in threes. Look deep in the mirror, see me. I'm your worst dream.
In the hearse looking venomous, cemetery nemesis. Catacombs is where you go to sleep.
Cast a spell, turn red, delicious, vicious, and taste sweet. Kisses my lips, quicksand.
Yeah, yeah, I'll take your hand. Gonna have two things, madam. Tish Adams. Lights out, baby. You are praying now, I lay me. But you're gonna die before you wake.
Lights out, are you brave? See what you got, cause you know you wanna play. Lights out, do you know my name? Scream it out loud, I won't let you get away. Lights out, are you aware? But I'm waiting in the shadows, so you're living on a prayer.
Thank you. It's the end of the world as we know it. Please don't think there's a chance you'll survive. Just know it's worse than you hope. Lose hope because the end now is nigh. End of the world as we know it. Please don't think there's a chance you'll survive. Just know it's worse than you hope. Use both cheeks to kiss your sad ass goodbye.
Why is it every single piece of tech I own will function under optimal conditions? The Wi-Fi signal I get supposed to be 150 megabits. It never gets even close to that. Meanwhile, the smartphone I own heats up like I need a pair of oven mitts. For me to even run the shit, diagnostics run. Show me that there's nothing wrong with it. I'm about to dump the bitch into the dirt. Yo, don't say revert my system to an early form just cause I saw the blue screen of death. I was just trying to print out some documents in a pinch cause of a failed PDF. What a mess when I buy some brand new tech. Need to get 6 new adapters at an additional cost. Yo, it's pissing me off that I have to punch it to get it even ticket at all, motherfuckers.
End of the world as we know. Please don't think there's a chance you'll survive. Just know it's worse than you hope. Lose hope because the end now is nigh. End of the world as we know. Please don't think there's a chance you'll survive. Just know it's worse than you hope. Use both cheeks to kiss your sad ass goodbye.
Assholes, just so many lacking any common sense. Trying to get up some moving steps and I can't go. And you block the whole spot, but since I'm in transit, I'll transit. I won't panic, mainly cause I'm on hold. Thanks to change routes that happen after I get on a vehicle. I feel like y'all should rank gold in the idiot Olympics. No kidding, no business taking lifts when I vote, because that slows everybody else up. You lazy fuck nut, stuck in traffic, crush smugs, black holes of any kind of any slight urge to swerve to observe if death ever occurred on the asphalt. In front of face fuckers waste my time when they call, not leaving messages at all. But I know that you call, so you might as well have talked. Common courtesy certainly yearning, the action will burn me in the end.
End of the world as we know. Please don't think there's a chance you'll survive. Just know it's worse than you hope. Lose hope because the end now is nigh. End of the world as we know. Please don't think there's a chance you'll survive. Just know it's worse than you hope. Use both cheeks to kiss your sad ass goodbye.
Put all your personal information on this website?
You know.
To get to know people?
But why would I want complete strangers knowing all this stuff about me?
Ugh, don't overthink it.
Just have fun.
Wow, man, I hope you enjoyed that 5-pack of awesome new tunes. I am always looking out for the hot new artists out there, and the bar is continually raised. But the next generation is looking pretty amazing. You know, this episode is all about rock. Rock's influence on this genre can be felt in every corner, crevice, and airspace of nerd music. The various styles and subgenres of rock are used in creating nerdcore, VGM, nerd punk, comedy music, filk, steampunk, and many other styles of nerd music. The reason I call rock, VGM, and hip-hop the triforce of nerd music is simple. You can't remove any of those styles from the nerd music genre. They are completely integrated into this musical genre in a way that people still deny. But we all know the truth. Let's wrap this episode up with some great nerd rock. Before I give you the last few tracks, I'd like to invite any Google Music users to search for my nerd rock playlist. It features hundreds of amazing nerd rock songs and is nearly 40 hours of music. It's great for a party. Anyway, since my release schedule has been sporadic at best due to some family emergencies, I have decided that you need extra songs for your patients. Here's a bunch of amazing nerd rock tracks for your listening pleasure. We're going to start with a new track from the Double Clicks called Now I Am the Fastest, then segue into a great I Fight Dragon song from a few years ago, Kaboom. Then you'll get an idea of what a nerdy man might like in a woman with George Rabb's Brains, Body, Both. Then we'll join Warp 11 as they kill, 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 kill Klingons. Head on over to Party with the Megas as they host a metal dance with Metal Man. Then I'll take a hair-washing break with the Brown Coats and Rock and Roll Shampoo. And finally, you get to join Sci-Fried and the Colonial Marines as you descend on LV-426. Thanks for listening and sharing with your friends. Oh yeah, I almost forgot to give some love to the works of DJ Robo Rob. You've been hearing him in the background of this episode, and you're definitely going to want to look online for his extensive works. DJ Rob needs all your dollars. Go support him. Don't forget to tune in to the next episode of the Nerd Groove, the Triforce of Nerd Music Part 3, VGM. Until next time, I'm Dr. Vern saying keep it nerdy and enjoy the jams.
Mushroom clouds rise, acid rain falls. There aren't any footsteps these days. It's been 13 hours since the crushing defeat, and the last ones turned dust and fillets. I am all alone, there is no one else living. It's a tragedy, but I'll get past it. I'll try to look on the bright side today. Finally, I am the fastest. After 3 decades of nuclear fallout and galaxy-wide laser war, the evacuation was mostly complete, and then came the poisonous spores. Now they're all gone, I've been left here to die, but my plan is to outlast it. There's no one to get in my way. Finally, I am the fastest. They used to tease me, they'd giggle and yell, because I was always last place. But the radiation bounced right off my shell. I guess slow and steady ended up winning the race. That.
two, three.
Some girls are born with looks to kill. Some girls are born with intimate skill. Some girls are just concerned with fun. Some girls are like an SNL skit at a quarter to one. What I need is a two-sided coin. She better satisfy my brain as well as my loins. She better wear a tight dress and have a mind that's strong. I want brains and a body. Is that so wrong? When she shows me her brain cells, then my pride suddenly swells. Like a Botticelli chick, she's on the half shell, but she likes getting nasty like Tori Wells. Brains, body, bone. Brains, body, bone. Brains, body, bone. I wanna eat my cake and have it too. Dictionary is very good to try and retain and impress, but I also don't mind a vinyl dress. 2 inches watching Japanese, she never has to guess. You may ask why I'm specific. Well, dumb girls make me soporific. I need a brain and a vibe that are both terrific. Like a domain name, that's case specific. She's the queen of conversation, a panel member on Face the Nation. But she gets on all fours without hesitation, and she got the best seat without a reservation. Brains, body, body. Brains, body, bone. Brains, body, bone. A 6-inch heel and a high IQ. She drinks Perrier, she reads Baudelaire. I like the smell of hair and her underwear, cause the derriere goes from here to there. She's like 2 4-toms, rack, kick, and snare. She goes to museums like Whitney to learn about the pigment at the installation. She also knows S. Morgenstern is a figment of imagination. She always puts Horace before Nicole. She can make a point like George Sarai. She can choke the chicken like Julia Child. And she knows how to make my eyes go wild. Brains, body, bone. Brains, body, bone. Brains, body, bone. She got brains and a brickhouse pot to behold. She knows Effie's iron and AU's gold. She got the origami hands that can fold like a fold. Love for sale, I'm sold, I'm sold. Boys, don't be afraid of a high IQ. A girl with smarts knows what to do. She reads Masters and Johnson and Kinsey too. Boys, do I lie?
It's true, it's true.
Brains, body,
both.
You better know who the hell is Eddie Johnson and have a Brit wit like Emma Thompson. You can use iron E to cut and slay, and you can have the chunky glasses like Tina Fey. You better like films by Kurosawa. You better stay naked outside the shower. Better ding, dang, jingle for over an hour. Then calculate binomials to the 10th power.
Brains, body, bone. Brains, body, bone. Brains, body, bone.
Brains, body, bone. Uh-huh, it's true. I want a high IQ. How about you? She can make my whip stick out my candle. She knows which one's hiding and which one's handle. So baby, put on a dress that barely fits. Bound and shake your ass and show me your whiz. Brains, body, bone. Brains, body, bone. Brains, body, bone. Brains, body, bone.
Thank you. I were you. neighborhood, man. Assholes and elbows.
We're Colonial Marines sent to rescue the town from the express elevator to hell going down. That asshole woman was ever so green. Second combat drop that he ever seen. We got hate on our fearless Sarge Hudson, bitch. Charged Vasquez was kind of rich. Mistaken for a man, Corporal Hicks was the only grunt that really could stand.
We are Colonial Marines. We got nukes and knives. We are killing machines. This place isn't like we've ever seen. In space, no one can hear you scream.
Burke only cared about dollars and cents. Sent into fight with only words for defense. Corporal Dietrich was the first to fall. Hudson screamed, "They're coming out the goddamn walls."
We are Colonial Marines. We got nukes and knives. We are killing machines. But this place isn't like we've ever seen. In space, no one can hear you
for listening to The Nerd Groove. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend, rating and reviewing us on iTunes, shopping at the Nerdy Show store, or directly donating to the network. Any size contribution gets you exclusive Nerdy Show audio and images and lets you participate in our monthly support drives. Just go to nerdyshow.com/support to chip in. To find out how you or your company can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships. For more episodes of The Nerd Groove, as well as other fine programs, community forums, videos, articles, and more, head over to nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show Network podcasts via the iTunes Store. And for the latest news, follow us on all your favorite social networks. We're glad to be your home for authentic nerdy entertainment.